Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Politics Without the Boring Bits is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. No doubt connectivity is a must in Westminster, and it certainly helped us to get this episode created and distributed to you listening right now. BT already connects more than 1 million businesses and public sector organisations, offering secure and reliable connectivity. Nearly three quarters of people running a business or side hustle feel they couldn't do so without reliable broadband and mobile connectivity. That's why having connectivity you can count on is a must for business, whether it be facilitating multiple devices being connected at once or making team calls or guest Wi-Fi access for customers. BT's connectivity helps keep you and your customers happy. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
You're getting 2 weeks out of us.
When did we get the mince pies?
You can have a mince pie, that's what they're there for. Get stuck in.
These do look very good.
They're delicious. Well made.
Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Welcome back. This is part two of the Red Box podcast quiz of the year. I'm Matt Chorley, still joined in the studio by the columnists Daniel Finkelstein and Hugo Rifkin, Times reporters Patrick Kidd and Esther Webber, and our MP's team, Labour's Conor McGinn and Tory Anna Soubry. Going into this, the columnists are currently in what we'll call third place, bronze position with five. The reporters have got 11 and currently in the lead with 14, the MPs. Right, going into this round then, this is called Ministerial Matters. It's all questions about current ministers. Fingers on buzzers for this one. Here we go. Question number one. Which minister is the only MP in modern times to win a horse race at Newmarket in 2012? Matt Hancock is correct. Number two, which minister posted a video online of themselves doing parkour over a low wall? Esther.
Was that Hancock?
That was Matt Hancock. Yeah. Number three, which minister launched an app named after themselves? Hancock is the correct answer. Question number four, which minister posted a video of themselves running along the Great Wall of China? Hugo?
Was it Matt Hancock?
It was Matt Hancock. It's the correct answer. Number five, which...
Matt Hancock.
No, he's not. You've fallen for my trap. Number five, which cabinet minister was interrupted by their own phone at the dispatch box after it misheard them saying it was?
Who was it? I didn't hear.
Sure.
Who was
it? Which one?
It was. You prematurely buzzed.
Hugo making a joke.
Can't
start stopping.
That was Gavin.
Question number six. Which minister became the first to use sign language at the dispatch box?
Penny Morden.
Anna is correct. Penny Morden. Number seven. Ministers play a game during cabinet meetings to see how long which of their colleagues speaks for. Greg Clark is correct. One of my favourite stories of the year. And finally, which member of the cabinet was spotted in a Birmingham McDonald's at 4:39 a.m. on the morning of the PM's conference speech?
Alan Cairns
is very good. Wow. The most shocking thing about that is somebody recognised him in a shop. Right, here we go. The next round is all about Jeremy Corbyn. You've got two questions each. We'll start with the MPs. What was the code name given to Jeremy Corbyn according to Jan Sarkoci, a Czechoslovakian spy? What was the code name?
I could think of a few. Let me see.
can we get one?
In a sec. Well, I think we'll give them a bit of thinking time.
Red something.
No, Danny.
Agent
Cobb is correct. You can have a bonus point. Anna and Connor again. Which item of Jeremy Corbyn's clothing was Newsnight accused of photoshopping?
His hat.
His hat. Exactly. One of the more silly stories of the year. Well done. 2 points. No, 1 point. And then you lost them. Right. Columnists. In a penalty shootout between Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn, who did Corbyn think would win?
Surely he thought he'd win.
He did.
Yeah.
That does.
Did you call down to
it? Did you really call down to it?
Number two, who was caught on tape describing Jeremy Corbyn's 6 Brexit tests as bollocks?
Oh, Barry Gardner.
Barry Gardner. Yeah. Very good. Right, the reporters, who was forced to apologise after making untrue and false allegations suggesting Jeremy Corbyn had betrayed his country by collaborating with foreign spies?
Oh, that was Ben Bradley.
Ben Bradley is correct. And finally, what was the infamous phrase Jeremy Corbyn used to defend laying a wreath to those behind the Munich Olympic massacre?
I was present, but not involved.
Present, but not involved. We've all used that one since when in trouble at work. Right, the next one, the 3 quotes. It's, I'm a celebrity, I'll solve Brexit. The 3 celebrities, just buzzing when you think you know the answer. 1 week it's one thing, 1 week it's the next. Everyone would like to see a fast resolution, a united front, and some leadership that's united rather than split. Who said that? It's a singer. A Knight of the Realm.
Oh, it's a Cliff.
Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard is incorrect.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney, no.
Tom Jones.
No.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is correct. There we are. Number two, I'm not a politician, but I know when something is going wrong, and right now Brexit feels like it's going very wrong indeed. Anna Soubry.
Lineker.
Gary Lineker is absolutely right. Finally, if you've listened to part one closely, you might already know the answer to this. Who knows about Brexit? No one's got a fucking clue what Brexit is. No one knows what it's like.
Danny Dyer.
Oh, almost simultaneously.
I think you had it.
You can both have a point and say it's Christmas. Well done, Danny Dyer. It's the correct answer. Now, right, this is the penultimate round now. Let's have a look at the scores as we go into the penultimate round. It's all happening. The columnists are on 14, but now jointly in the lead with 17, the reporters and the MPs. So in this one, this is, I tell you what, we'll go round and you can have 2 each on this. So back in February, something extraordinary happened. Theresa May gave an interview and actually answered the questions.
No.
She was interviewed on CBBC by Nikki Lilly. She was asked a series of quick fire answers. All you need to do is give me the right answer. So we'll go round the table. So we'll start with Anna and Connor. Ketchup or barbecue sauce?
She's got to be a ketchup woman.
Ketchup is correct. Yeah. Patrick and Esther, jeans or tracksuit?
Jeans.
Is correct. Danny and Hugo, hip hop or dance?
Yeah.
Dance is correct. Anna and Connor, Christmas or Easter?
Easter. Because she's a proper Christian, so Easter.
Well, it turns out she's not. She said Christmas.
He just said. Theresa May is not a proper Christian.
Patrick and Esther, scone or scone?
Oh, I reckon she says scone.
Scone is correct. Yeah, yes. And finally, Danny and Hugo, bath or shower?
She seems like a bath person to me.
Bath person is the correct answer. And also, a lovely mental image. Now, a couple of weeks later, Nikki Lilly asked the same or similar questions to Jeremy Corbyn. So let's go around the table and do him as well. So starting with Anna and Connor, Corrie or EastEnders?
Corrie.
Street. It's a soap opera on ITV,
yes,
Anna.
I used to review it. I know.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You used to, what was it called?
Well,
soap
he's
suds.
A London MP, you
You'd
me.
Have thought you'd gone for EastEnders, but then you'd go for more that. You'll think
yeah,
Labour
Northern
voters.
And all that.
The street, yeah.
Combination street. No, it was EastEnders.
Oh, bugger.
Patrick and Esther, town or country?
Town.
Nope, country.
Really?
Danny yeah, exactly. and Hugo, run or walk?
Sorry, what?
Run or walk?
I'd say right, he does run.
Yeah, run.
See.
He's correct.
Yeah.
In his tracks.
Mm.
Connor and Anna, wedges or fries?
Fries, anything. Chips.
No, no, because he's health and all that. Where are you going on?
No, wedges, you think?
Well, you don't. I would say he probably said neither, but let if he's telling the truth, but.
I'm going to have to push you.
Wedges.
Wedges is the correct answer. In fact, he gave a very long explanation about growing his own vegetables probably and how difficult it is to... Okay. Basically, it's less hassle if you do wedges because you can leave the skin on. Patrick and Esther, beach or mountains?
I'd say
mountains.
Okay,
mountains. Mountains is correct.
Yep.
And finally, Danny and Hugo, jeans or tracksuit?
He says that he wants an election, but he's keeping the option open. Tracksuit.
Tracksuit is the correct answer. Right, we are hurtling through to the point of, I think this is the final round.
Oh.
We're doing very well. Well, I mean, you're all doing very well. Let's take a look at the scores.
Neck and neck or there and there.
As we go into the final round. Currently in third place, the Colonists with 18, with 19 the MPs, and having just snuck into the lead, we've got the reporters on 20.
It's close.
We've got quite a lot of questions to get through, so there's a lot of points up for grabs in this, the final round. So fingers on buzzers. Earlier this year, Tatler issued a 12-step guide to hosting a dinner party instead and said it was advisable to impose a moratorium on what?
Discussing Brexit.
Discussing Brexit is correct, Danny. Which university was Jacob Rees-Mogg at when the meeting was stormed by an angry mob? Anna?
Oh, the one down south. Bath?
No. Bristol.
The University of West of England in Bristol. You can have that, because let's not squabble over that. Sarah Clark became the first what in the role's 650-year history, Patrick?
Black Rod.
Black Rod's correct. What is a Dom Raab special? Danny?
It's a prêt-à-manger sandwich.
What sort of sandwich?
Chicken. And a vitamin volcano.
You can definitely have a point with a vitamin volcano. And there's something else. There's a chicken Caesar baguette, a vitamin volcano smoothie.
I have no idea what any of you are talking about.
No.
It's that chocolate.
And a lion bar.
Love bar.
A lion bar and Pret.
It's a super fruit pot.
Oh, for word.
There we are. I'm not sure Jack could decide what that were the points there. What was banned from Donald Trump's Scottish golf course because of stains?
Scottish people.
You've got to give it one for me.
You can have a point for that. It's the first funny answer we've had in the last hour. Anyone else?
Stains on what?
Stains around the hotel.
Iron Brew.
Iron Brew is the correct answer. Well done, Patrick. What is the code name given to the no deal contingency planning? Esther.
Operation Yellow Hammer.
Is correct. But I know that my honourable friend likes nothing more than donning his budgie smugglers and sitting in the back garden on a Sunday afternoon. Who was Johnny Mercer talking about, Esther?
Tom Tugendhat.
Just repeat the question.
I know that my honourable friend likes nothing more than donning his budgie smugglers and sitting in the back garden on a Sunday afternoon.
Was it Rory Stewart?
He was. Johnny Mercer talking about Rory Stewart. Wrote the Daily Telegraph's controversial front page story about George Soros in February?
Nick Timothy.
Yes. In one of the weirder developments for journalism. Which MP played Keepy Up in the House of Commons chamber?
Hannah Bardale, Alison McGovern, Louise Haig and Stephanie Peacock.
Bardell was the only one who kicked.
Yeah, so you can both have a point. You both said Hannah Bardell at the same time. That's fine. In a survey of Lib Dem members asking if they liked being Lib Dem members, what proportion said they were on the fence? Anna.
45.
No.
All of them.
No.
17.
No.
8.
No, this is going to go 20%. You were closer, Esther. Wow. You could have a point. 20% said they were on the fence about whether or not they liked being a Lib Dem member.
Amazing.
Which meat-based snack was dropped from the ONS's typical shopping basket used to calculate inflation?
Spam.
Not Spam.
Pepperami.
No.
Cornish pasty.
No.
Pork pies.
Pork pies is correct. Here you go. Which Labour front bencher said the Prince of Wales should not succeed the Queen as the head of the Commonwealth because he's not level-headed?
Emma Dent Code.
No.
Oh no, it was a
Labour front bencher.
Labour front bencher. Yes, Anna?
Is it Diane?
No.
Read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing.
Which Labour front bencher said the Prince of Wales should not succeed the Queen as the head of the Commonwealth because he is not level-headed or someone people respect?
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Is it a bit rough?
Williamson?
No. Kate Ossamore.
Former member then. That's what.
Oh, yeah, that's what's thrown you, yes, because you were so on top of the Dan Carden news that was broken to us earlier.
Of Her Majesty's times, though.
Which party leader took part in a special edition of the Great British Bake Off this year?
Which
party leader took part?
It'll be the Green. Green Man.
The Green Man?
But I can't remember his name.
John.
No.
Oh, Ruth Davidson.
Ruth Davidson's the correct answer. Oh. I'm not going to read the next one because that was Lord Keane saying arse, which is Esther's highlight of the year. Where did Theresa May go on holiday at Easter?
The Austrian Alps?
No.
Italian Alps?
No.
Lake District?
No.
Wales
is correct. There you go, Anna. Who was Matthew Reville and what did he do in the Commons Chamber? Who is he? He was in the news for doing something in the Commons Chamber this year.
He's not one of the Youth Parliament people, is he?
No, he proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
During a tour of Parliament when MPs were not there. She said yes.
God.
I'm surprised you didn't refuse to give an answer.
In March, John McDonald denied knowing the name of his boat when he bought it. What is it called? What's John McDonald's boat called?
John McDonald has a boat.
John McDonald's got a boat. E-I-E-I-O.
Overthrow or something like that. Overthrowing. Yeah, like that. Overboard.
Like Stalin.
No, Morning Star. Michael Gove wanted to ban them, but Chris Grayling uses two of them at home. What are they?
Oh, it'll be something.
Butlers.
You can have a point for that. That was a good.
Obviously not plastic beads.
No, with the electrified dog collars.
Electrified dog collars, exactly right, exactly right. Who likened Theresa May's public humiliation to a Boy Scout getting his willy caught in his zip on a camping trip?
What?
I thought it was you.
Prince Charles.
You would definitely, if you weren't here, you'd definitely have been our first choice.
No? Give one of our valued Times colleagues did it live on the radio.
Matthew Parrish?
Oh, no.
Matthew Parrish is correct. Well done, Anna. Which MP found themselves sitting next to David Beckham at Harry and Meghan's wedding?
Oh, Nicholas Soames.
Nicholas Soames. And it's the last
Sir,
one.
Sir Nicholas
This
Soames.
Is the last question of this hugely exciting, if not terribly informative, quiz. What did David Davis appear with on the Andrew Marsh Show in March, visible in shot?
A sick bucket.
A sick bucket! Because he was ill, but he couldn't bear to turn down the opportunity to go on the television. There we are. What well an done. Absolute riot of fun, of festive fun. And the results are in. Thank you to Jack for totting up the scores. So in third place, with a respectable 23, but 23 and third all the same, is The Colonists.
Woo.
Oh, no, 1922 committee.
The sound of heads on desks. In second place with 27, the MPs.
Oh, no.
It's all right, Colin, because if you come second, you just declare yourself the winner, don't you? That's what you're about. You're leading spread the love for you.
Give me your lads.
And five, so which means in the lead for the third year in a row with 28 points. Oh, and this year's winner
David
at the
Davis's
end
sick
of
bucket,
the year
is
quiz. It was David Davis' sick bucket that did it. He's the reporter.
Well done.
Well, that's all we've got time for on the end of year quiz. Before we go, a sneak preview of a special Christmas present that we're going to deliver to you on Christmas Day.
Theresa doing her little joke. What's the difference between the alphabet and the 1922 committee? The answer is that at least the alphabet has 26 letters. Now, the 1922 committee have 48, so that joke is out of date.
Boris candidate, won't he? Because I think Boris is a busted flush, by the way. No, yeah, Matt, you are looking so scared, I can tell you. Yeah.
A lot of the most impressive MPs in the last year have been women, I would say.
But then, of course, Rory! You get the less impressive ones, Rory, that always are so disappointingly badly prepared for their interviews. Diane Abbott, she's actually kept quiet. Because the year before,
she's still got that migraine from the election. So join me, Rory Bremner and Jan Ravens as we take a look back in a very special Christmas Day episode. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss that when it lands next week. But for now, my huge thanks to Jack Blackburn for keeping score, to Alex Jakes for making the podcast sound so good, not just this week, but throughout 2018. But special thanks to all of our panellists for taking part. Daniel Finkelstein, Hugo Rifkin, Patrick Kidd, Esther Webber, Conor McGinn, Anna Subri. And for me, Matt Jolly, it's Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.